Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So now we are continuing our food series on those key ingredients that aren't only delicious, but they make a recipe or a dish outstanding. Today we're talking about cheese. Its versatility is arguably without measure. Perhaps your weekday lunch order is a melted cheddar toastie, or you just can't say no to a generous chunk of brie and crackers, or perhaps for you it's a slice of strong and fragrant blue cheese, whatever it is. To take us through all of the different types and techniques, I'm joined now in the studio by Chef Brian McDermott. Brian, lovely to see you again.
Good morning, Claire.
And you have a lovely cheese board with you today.
I have brought you a cheese board of Irish farmhouse cheeses. And cheese boards for me are beautiful. Like, we're going into the weekend and I think, I'm actually going to treat myself to a beautiful cheese board. But
and
it's like, what should be on it? And I think by the end of this piece today, we'll kind of know maybe what my preference is for a good quality Irish farmhouse cheese board.
Well, we talk through what you have there first.
Yeah, well, I suppose I've got four choices on here. So I've gone for a cheddar, and I know we're going to talk about cheddar because, you know, you get cheddar that is a young cheese, it's a hard cheese, and then you get a really mature cheddar, and then you get a vintage, which is an older and beyond that again. You're talking up to maybe 2 years. So when you take a cheddar and you ever get these little salt crystals, you know you're in a mature vintage style of a cheddar. You know you've got quality. So less about the creaminess, more about those salt crystals, nuttiness and smoothness of a beautiful Irish cheddar made from cow's milk. Okay, because cheese can be made from cows, sheep's or goat's milk in general. It can be raw or pasteurised in terms of the milk.
But the cheddar is from the cow.
And cheddar's always beautiful. Always beautiful. And then I've got a soft cheese. You could probably recognise that one, Claire.
It's a brie.
So that's a very soft, younger cheese. And, you know, one thing I was going to point out in that is that you do eat the rind of that as well. You know, it's important.
Some people leave it behind, don't they?
They do. And I think it's such a waste because it's literally just the outer kind of formation of it more than anything. Absolutely beautiful. Goat's cheese, are you a fan or not?
No, I am. I am. In small amounts. Mm. It's like the blue cheese, you know. Take small bits.
Well, on my way into studio, a few people says to me, I kind of like it if it's not in there and I don't know about it. So it's the same with goats as it is with blue. So those are the final two cheese that I have is a soft cheese again with goats and then a blue cheese, which, you know, can be that stinky one and you're thinking, oh, do I like it? Do I not? I love it.
Be an acquired taste, maybe, you know.
Definitely.
As you age, you might go for the more, well, the stronger cheese.
Like blue cheese. How do you know someone's eaten blue cheese? Because they tend to tell you. Because they tend to think, oh, I'm a cheese fan. It's like, same with coffee. Oh, I only like espressos. You know, they want to let you know they've had
a blue cheese. That's where they're at. We do excel at cheese in Ireland, don't we? We're very good at cheese.
I think we're brilliant. Like, we overshoot completely globally, you know. And even in the last couple of weeks, we've had huge awards for big cheese producers, small families, farms, because one thing I think of in Ireland, when we talk about cheese, we tend to talk about the family and we tend to talk about the region, which I think is beautiful because that is what they do in France. That's what they do in other countries. We're talking about other foods and we think, wow, I wish we could do that. We do that in Ireland and I think it's so important. We continue to do it. So yes, we box above, definitely. And it's only because of our beautiful grass feeding that goes on that produces the milks.
Tell us a little bit then about how cheese is made, the basic guide.
Yeah, look, cheese is made basically four ingredients: milk, salt, cultures and rennet. So if you take the milk, you know, the cultures are going to be added into it. And then we talk about, you know, words that are, I suppose, recognisable. We'll hear about coagulating, you know, we'll hear about the curds and separating the curds and breaking them out. So literally that's kind of all that you're doing at that point. And then a lot, you know, there's loads of really good cheese recipes, but they're very, very specific to a family, very specific to a farm and sometimes to a region that they're taking from their own herd. Again, that's what we do very, very well in Ireland. So when that is going on, then it's a case of, okay, are we going hard cheese? And if so, and it's a cheddar, then, you know, you'll get these curds. Are they bigger? Are they smaller? Are they broken up? And then, you know, it's normally set and it can be brined And then it's about an age and process that is really going to mature and develop the flavour over the months that are ahead.
So the stronger cheese, the stronger cheddar is a more mature cheddar.
Correct. And it can be anywhere from 12 to 24 months. And that's the one I'd be chasing. That's the salt crystals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a good indicator of that is when you've tasted it and you think, oh, I'm getting like nearly like little popping candy salt crystals in my mouth. That's a really good sign of a good cheddar.
But if cheddar is red cheddar, I mean, I always think, well, that's a good strong one. It's not necessarily, is it?
No, because that is usually just a dye and a colour that is added in there. And then, you know, with cheddar as well, you know, one of your guests that's coming on said to me, oh, I love that cheddar. It has, you know, the cranberry in it. So I think what's happened recently is we see a lot of inclusions coming into cheddar being the entry point. So cranberry and things like that at Christmas. So it's like they're pulling us in to get us to like cheese. And it's working in certain parts. But for me, you know, I'd be less about the inclusions and more about that milk, that unpasteurised, that raw, that Irish farm, that gorgeous flavour they've developed through their experience more than anything.
And the flavour of the cheese changes when you melt it, does it?
Yeah, there's about 30% increase in flavour. It heightens and it rises. You know, the greatest example of that, Claire, if you made me a cheese toasty today, I'd be going, oh my God, I'm so happy. You know, and it's that thing, you're in your home, you're safe, you've toasted, you've improved the caramelization, you've melted cheese, you get the oiliness, the nuttiness, and you think, wow, that is so beautiful. So certain cheeses like that, hard cheeses, will improve by flavour when they melt them. Mm-hmm. Also, only eat cheese at room temperature. That is so important. Your cheese board, you know, that needs to be out for about a half an hour.
Okay.
You know, so it'll be out in time for your panel.
No cold cheese.
Not really, no. You're not going to get a lot of flavour coming from it. Yet we'll rush and we'll say, oh, I'm in a hurry to make a sandwich, you know, and we'll put
the spice in there. Are you suggesting that we give that cheese to the gathering when they come in?
Well, we'll see how they behave, will we?
No, we don't normally treat them that well now. We don't give them cheese boards here on a Friday. That may be for a day gone by.
Yeah, it's a bank holiday. Let's share it out. That's what cheese boards are for.
So is cheddar then your favourite? Because I know you've come up with some recipes for us and you've featured some goat's cheese in there as well. So that's on your list too, right?
Yeah, I've a lovely little goat's cheese recipe that I'm saying take some Irish dry cured bacon, crisp it up, however you do that, whatever piece of equipment you use to fry that up and to crisp it, leave that aside. Some seasonal salad leaves that are starting to come into season now as well, just tomatoes chopped, some walnuts, a little bit of local honey, crumble the goat's cheese over the top of it, see that as a platter, maybe some boiled eggs, get it in there. You've got a meal, you've got the light summer eating. We switch at this time of year, Claire. I know it's grey and it's dull out there, but we actually switch. Bank holiday weekend, we go, ah, let's have salads. Could we do a barbecue? No, the weather's not stacking up. But it's still about the colourful choices you can make. Bringing cheese into it gives you creaminess. It's almost like it gives you a sauce and part of a dressing when it comes to salad leaves.
You didn't put in a bit of beetroot in there, did you?
No, but it does work well.
I like beetroot.
Yeah, I agree
cheese.
With you. It works well. But is cheddar my favourite? Yes, for every day. But at the weekend or something special, I'll go towards a blue cheese. The veins or the dots or the blueness that's going through it. And that is a mould, Claire. It was discovered by accident when cheese was wrapped up by a shepherd one time in Rockford. You know, and they came back and he saw this blue development of mould and thought, wow, that is an increased added flavour to that. It is beautiful. I think it's almost like
Do we want to know about
between your teeth and your headache? You know, that sort of, oh, that is really nice. It's pungent and it's beautiful.
The lovely
and,
mouldy cheese.
Ah, gorgeous.
Smells like feet sometimes.
I've heard that said before.
So listen, you put up some recipes for us on rt.ie/todayCB. So we have the goat's cheese salad in there. Yeah. Mac and cheese, a lovely comfort food.
Yeah, comfort food as a side, as a meal. You know, even taking some of the leftover bacon, bringing it in or some boiled ham at the weekend, pull it over and into it, put a crumb on it. So what is a mac and cheese? Technically here we're talking about macaroni that you've cooked in water, you've cooled down and you've drained, you've made a very quick sauce. It is our roux, we talked about that before. It's the butter, it's the flour, it's in with the milk. It's an onion if you wish, and it's a little bit of seasoning. Lots of cheese going into that. Hold a bit of the cheese back, you've made a cheese sauce. Bring that into the pasta, earthenware dish, put a little crumb of breadcrumb and cheese over the top of it, bake it. Why bake it? Crisp it up, gratinate it. What is gratinate it? Melted cheese that is under a grill that is a heightened flavour profile and see the bubbles coming up through it. That is beautiful. Even gorgeous with a steak, getting very trendy, with slow cooked beef stripped away and put it on the side, a lovely little mac and brisket of beef. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
It's heavy though. You know, it's a heavy side, isn't it?
But I think carbs like that are in general, Claire. I think pasta, you know, sometimes we rush too much to say, let's go for a pasta because, you know, you say to people, it's too long to cook potatoes. Well, did you ever just dice the potato up, pan fry it, a little bit of oil, stick of rosemary, season it? You know, it'll be arguably nearly as quick as a bit of pasta and lighter on the body, I feel.
And then if somebody does struggle with blue cheese, I think the blue cheese dip is a great way to dip your toe into blue cheese without getting the really full, overpowering sense of eating it.
Yeah, and what I love about the blue cheese dip, it's ingredients together, put them into the bowl, you know, whether it is, you know, a creme fraiche or a soft cream cheese, get it in alongside it, season it up, and that will go with a pizza. You're being lazy over the weekend, have a cheat meal, you know, go for a pizza, dress it up yourself, heat it up, put that onto the side of it, dip it in, even with the likes of potatoes, absolutely beautiful. With a steak, gorgeous is a blue cheese melted in some way. So what we're doing here is we're kind of mellowing it down a little bit for an entry point for an accessible recipe as a dip in your fridge, and you're going to have it for the next 10 days or so.
All right. Well, Brian, thank you very much. And as I say, all of the recipes, the great recipes that Brian has up now on the website, rt.ie/todaycb. We'll see you again very soon. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.